The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hot coffee, Chug!
Hot coffee, Chug! I need it this morning.
I don't have any yet. Ah, dang it.
Graham.
Empty coffee, Chug,
I mean,
for me.
You have plenty of leftover coffee.
Yeah, I want you to scrape the bottom of your cup.
Yeah, I could, if That's someone could so get me disgusting. A spoon, I could spoon
Ew!
Some of this sludge.
If you missed yesterday's show, Graham has not washed his coffee
mug.
Cup.
Uh-huh.
Mug, whatever thermos. It is.
All year. It's so disgusting.
All right, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Thursday. The first talkback of the day. Let's get to it.
Graham, I had to leave a talkback that your wild thoughts about your Mexico trip was the funniest damn thing I've heard in a long time. It reminded me of my buddy who dropped a deuce on a girl's backpack when he was in high school. And she was one of them goody-goodies that nobody liked. Maybe they're not the same, but they're just freaking hilarious stories to tell.
What is wrong with your friend?
You don't do that to somebody's.
Worse.
You don't do that to somebody's backpack.
That's
Come on,
not even funny. That's disgusting.
So mean.
That's messed up. I'm not laughing at that. No.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm
would
laughing.
Love something like that.
I'm just laughing at the talk. I wouldn't love something.
Did
like
you
that.
Ever do something like this, Graham?
Not in somebody's backpack. You don't do that. Come on, you sickos. But I probably have some other stories. But yeah, last couple of Wild Thoughts podcasts have been some story time. They've been gross. I'm disgusted
really
by
disgusting.
It.
So, like, don't I'm ready listen to unless
turn,
you're disgusting,
turn the
too.
Chapter on that. But if you do want to listen, yeah.
Make sure you're 18 and up. Yeah. Mm. Let's do a second talk back of the day.
Hey, morning, JV Show. I'm the first one. But I have a question. Today's my birthday.
Yay.
Does the FEMA also get a birthday voucher? Just asking.
What?
Anyway, yep. Today's my birthday. Ugh.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Wait,
birthday.
Why yeah. can't the voucher thing work the other way around? Why can't women get birthday vouchers?
Because I don't know. Did we ever establish whether or not that was a thing?
No, but I didn't know it was a thing for men until you brought it up.
That's
it's
true.
Definitely a Good thing. Question. It's definitely a I thing mean, for guys.
So why can't it be a thing for women?
I don't know that they're equal, but
why not?
I'm open
yes,
to
they
it.
Are.
Why are you asking me? It's up to you. I told you this is what we. And I was speaking for men. What we are waiting all year long to cash in on our birthdays. One specific thing. It's up to you. Don't ask. Don't look to me. I'm not. You're
okay. Well, if it's up to me,
reaction.
And as the spokesperson, yes, we get vouchers too.
There
starting today.
You got to speak it into
so
existence
now.
Everyone. Cash in your voucher if it's your birthday today.
There's
you know
a lot
what I'm
of guys
about.
Around the Bay Area that have me to thank for being able to cash in their voucher. And it and the same rules apply. It expires right at midnight,
That's
ladies.
That's fair. That is
right
fair.
Right at midnight. It's not
heard
redeemable.
It here first.
You can't roll it over till the next day. No, it expires at midnight.
So no matter how much nagging we do on our birthdays, you still have to fulfill our voucher.
If this is a thing, you got to speak
it. It's a thing.
It,
starting now. It's a thing. Thank you, Jess.
You can speak it into existence. We'll see
she
if it takes.
Did.
Wait, Graham, I saw you post on Instagram last night your porta potty being like towed away.
Yeah, speaking of it. It was a really sad day. I need the sad music. Aww. I'm going to need the sad music. You know, there's just, you know, people that come into your life. Well, not really people, things that come into your life. You know, and they're a big part of your life for a long time. And I had to post a really sad, I posted a sad goodbye yesterday because I had to say goodbye to our beloved construction site, Porta Potty. That thing's been with me through some really tough times. We've laughed,
Ew.
We've cried. And
did it have a name?
It, you know, it didn't. I feel bad about that. Oh. But I just know that she's been there for a long, you know, she's been with me by my side when there are people like, you can't, what do you think? You could build the house? You can't do that. She never doubted me. She believed in me. She became like a part of the family, you know,
right.
And she's been there, I think, since sometime in 2022. So it's been
the same one,
the exact same one. It's been like I said, I've spent a lot of time with her.
That's
in her,
so gross.
And I think I fogged up a little bit yesterday as she was just like very callously getting shoved onto the back of a flatbed truck and just ripped away from my life, like just taken away.
Wait, but this is so exciting. You actually have plumbing in the new house that you built.
Yeah.
Working toilets.
Yeah.
Why aren't we celebrating that the porta potty is now gone?
It just didn't feel like a celebration. It felt more like a loss. Like,
sad.
Now I just look at that empty spot on the ground where she once proudly stood. And I just wonder, like, I just hope that she's out there.
You should put, like, a porta-potty statue in its place to remember her.
That's not a bad idea. That, like, you know, because I just hope that, you know, whatever family she goes to next treats her with the same kind of love and respect that we treated her with.
Sometimes disrespect.
Well, why didn't you run on that thing and just bring it back yourself?
I couldn't. The guy just, he just shoved her right onto that truck and he just drove away. And that was maybe the last time I ever get to see her. You know, like, I'm never going to get to connect with her again. The thing that I thought was funny to your question, Selena, about why aren't we celebrating that we have, you know, toilets that actually flush in this new house and plumbing that works. My kids, even, you know, we've had working toilets for a little while now. And my kids, I'd be outside, you know, working or working in the garage, and I'd see them sprint outside. I went, hey, where are you going? I got to go to the bathroom. You know that we have several toilets that work inside. No. I got to go to the bathroom.
They were already in the house, but we went outside to
Yes, they would leave the house. We're right, I mean, steps away from a working toilet to come outside to use the porta potty, which I thought was just, I could not wrap my head around. I'm like, you know you can go inside anywhere. No, I don't want to do that. So they haven't been out there since. She's not been there, and I feel like it's going to be one of those moments where I'm going to have to give them a big hug.
And they might cry.
Talk them through it, and then they're going to be really confused about where they're supposed to go to the bathroom. I can't figure it out. Like, what are you doing?
Wait, that's actually hilarious.
I did get to use her one last time yesterday.
Though, so. Ew.
Why? You have working toilets.
Yeah, but I was working outside all day yesterday. I don't want to tromp in inside my muddy boots. Like, I'm outside.
I guess.
I got to have a farewell.
Anyways, the Herbert family, you guys will survive. You will rebuild.
Hashtag Napa Strong.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So that missing Hawaiian woman, Hannah Kobayashi, has been found safe. Remember, she was missing for a few weeks. She flew to LAX, missed her connecting flight to New York, and then last week, cops said they had reason to believe she intentionally crossed the border to Mexico and could have been part of a green card marriage scam. Yesterday, her family announced that she has been found safe, and they have made contact with her.
Yeah, so she voluntarily went missing.
Yeah.
But can we... Her dad committed suicide.
Yes.
What?
Tragic. Like, still tragic.
God. Oh, no, you guys. Take a moment and say your goodbyes to the Warriors' chances to win the NBA Cup. They were in Houston taking on the Rockets last night with an in-season tournament semifinal berth on the line. They had a one-point lead with 3.1 seconds left in the game. 3.1 seconds left in the game, excuse me, before the refs totally bent them over with the ridiculous foul call. They ended up losing the game 91-90. Coach Kerr went nuclear on the call after the game, but they won't be winning the Cup this year, I guess. Next year. Go Dubs.
Okay. Always next year.
We'll see mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 50s. And the rain is back. Bring out your umbrellas when leaving the house. We'll see showers throughout the day.
Mostly cloudy. I mean, it was pouring at my house last night. Pouring.
Yeah, you said rain Thursday.
I was getting pounded last night.
I said that it would start yesterday, and then it continues all throughout the day today.
Got it.
Showers.
I don't recall that.
Just showers? Because I was getting pounded. Yeah, we were getting pounded in Napa last night. Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. Some good financial opportunity is coming your way, and it is time to take advantage of it. Be sure to stay on budget, but this opportunity could be worth dipping into the funds you have kept hidden.
Oh, hidden funds? Oh. This is getting juicy.
I like the sound of that.
Please do tell.
Do you guys have any hidden funds?
No, I just have none.
Even like minor hidden funds? Just like a couple things? Like, oh, I've... You know, I set aside some money here for a rainy day.
Maybe just money that I forgot I set aside. So it's like hidden, but also hidden for me because I don't remember.
That doesn't count.
Well, yeah, but you'll find it at some point, hopefully. Yeah.
Do you have hidden money?
Well, I had some Bitcoin in this Bitcoin wallet thing, and like
That's right.
Forgot how to access it. And I logged in there the other day, and it was still there, and it was looking mighty tasty.
Question for Graham. About his wife. Graham, would you let Usher serenade your wife and eat his cherries?
Oh.
What does the eat his cherries part mean?
Hey, we're on the radio.
So you know what?
Sorry, Becky.
In all his shows, he picks, you know, a couple of ladies and he goes up to them and he sings to them. And more times than not, they're like, you know, celebrities that go to his shows and he'll pick them out. And he'll always go up to them and he pulls out these cherries and dangles them over the lady's face, and she's like trying to catch them with her tongue and like eats his cherries. And
they're just actual cherries?
Yes. They're actual cherries.
Got it.
But sometimes this, like, causes problems in relationships. Keke Palmer and her man got into, like, a huge fight because Usher was, like, singing to her. And then I saw a video yesterday of T.I. and Tiny, and Usher is trying to sing to Tiny, and she's like, nope, nope, nope. She turns around, and T.I., like, turns her chair around and forces her to sit there so Usher can feed her his cherries.
Interesting.
Would you want your wife to eat Usher's cherries? And you can see the video, JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story.
I'm going to need to watch it. But, I mean, it doesn't sound like something that would be my first choice, but if it's just, like, for fun and on stage and everybody's having a laugh, sure. But, like, I don't...
It's very sensual.
Yeah, and
I need to watch the video.
In the video, you can see that she really doesn't want to do it, and he's like, T.I. is like pushing her to like, come on, just do it, just do it. So everybody's just waiting for her to finally say yes. So that kind of makes it a little awkward. So if she didn't want to do it in the first place, that's...
I think T.I. was like, if you don't do this, people are going to think you're not doing it because I'm here. And they're going to think I'm like controlling or something, or insecure, or... You know,
I can see that.
It is all in good fun, but it is also a little sensual when you look at the video.
Okay, so on the other side of things, Selena, would, if AJ allowed it, your husband, would you do it?
Yeah. But I don't think he would like that very much. So I don't think I would.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my first. It's not my first choice. This one doesn't, I mean, the video that we have posted, it's not that bad. His arms are outstretched. At least he's not like, you know, straddling her. And
No, he's not like on her. True.
That part would make me more uncomfortable if, you know, my wife was the prop in a Magic Mike live show or something, and she's up on stage being used like a pommel horse or something. You know, like that part I'm not, you know. You know, I don't need
that. That sounds fun. You should arrange that.
That sounds fun for you ladies. You have at it. Go to it.
I meant for your wife. I will arrange that.
Yeah, no. I like that.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, you guys, the house from Home Alone is up for sale. I repeat. The house from Home Alone. No, but it's not the McAllister's house. Not the iconic Home Alone house. It's the one a couple doors down where the South Bend Shovel Slayer lived. Selena, have you seen Home Alone?
What you're talking about. I have never seen Home Alone.
Jess, have you seen Home Alone?
I've seen Home Alone a long time ago, but yeah.
A long time ago? How do you guys not watch this more? It's one of the most iconic, classic Christmas movies of all time.
I don't know. I hear the same thing from my husband all the time. This year is going to be the year I watch Home Alone.
Oh, my God.
I don't believe you at all. Jess, how long has it been since you've seen Home Alone?
Years? I don't remember, to be honest. I don't remember the last time. But the thing is, because it plays every Christmas, I'm sure I've, like, seen little snippets of it, you know, maybe, like, 2 years ago? But other than that, like, actually sat down to watch the full entire movie, I don't know, maybe like 5 years?
I don't know how you guys make it through the holiday season.
You watch this every year?
There was a guy the kids were scared of at the start of the movie, and I don't want to spoil it for you, Selena, but he's out there
Spoiler alert!
This is not a spoiler.
Yes, it is.
He's out there shoveling snow on the sidewalk, and they think he's the South Bend Shovel Slayer, and that's where he puts his victims into the salt that he's using to salt the sidewalks. Well, that guy's house is up for sale. This is in Winnetka, Illinois, and it's on the market now for $3.8 million. This is a pretty pricey neighborhood. If you remember what the McAllister's house looks like, you're like, whoa, that thing is expensive. That house actually, I think, is recently sold for $5.25 million. Whoa. So if you'd like to own the home of the South Bend Shovel Slayer, it is on the market for $3.8 million. This is a big house.
It says, yeah, it looks nice.
Six bedrooms.
You're just
six
giving
bathrooms.
Away way too much about this film. Stop. Big houses.
Well, big houses. Yeah, no, that's not a spoiler. Don't worry about that. It says it has a putting green, an in-ground pool, and a half basketball court. So if you're in the market for a new house in Winnetka, Illinois, that's your spot. Iconic house, although it only makes an appearance in the movie very briefly.
Still.
Like, you only see it in, like, maybe two shots, I think.
Love that. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm shocked. I'm shocked to hear that the girls have not watched Home Alone. There are some classic movies that you have to watch. What do you guys watch during the holidays? A Christmas Carol, A Christmas Story, National Lampoon's Great Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, Elf. These are just classics. I'm shocked.
I do watch Elf.
Me too.
Okay.
I have seen Home Alone.
You didn't, when I was describing some of the parts about Home Alone, you seemed just like you'd, like I'm speaking a foreign language, like you'd never even heard of the South Bend Shovel Slayer. Like you didn't know what I was talking about.
Because it's been a while.
That's not, he's a central figure of the story. I don't want to spoil it for Selena.
Spoiler alert.
Jess is looking at me like, I've never heard of this character. Listen, he's a main character, central figure of the movie.
I could watch a movie every year. And I could have watched Home Alone last year, and I still wouldn't have remembered. My memory with movies sucks.
I don't think Jess has seen Home Alone. So the two of you guys have not watched Home Alone. Can we just quickly, and she says A Christmas Carol there. You guys have never seen that or heard of that, because I said Bah Humbug a couple weeks ago, and you guys were like, what the hell does that mean? So a couple Christmas classics you guys have no knowledge of, which is shocking because they're referenced in pop culture all over.
Don't judge.
I'm just shocked because there's so many pop culture references that have come from movies like that. They just whoosh, right over your head. Okay, what are your three, because Home Alone is on a lot of people's like must watch. I've already watched it this Christmas season. You have to watch it. Give me your three movies you cannot go through a Christmas season without watching. Selena, and
the only one I have is Elf.
You have one Christmas movie? That's Elf, your only one?
And then my favorite Christmas movie growing up was always A Year Without a Santa Claus. So,
I'll do The Santa Claus sometimes.
Tim Allen one?
Yeah, but mostly I'll just
Christmas classics?
But mostly I watch like new Netflix movies come out.
This is shocking.
Because think
to me.
About it, I also don't have cable. I feel like when you have cable, they're just replaying those every Christmas. And I don't know that add a lot of those.
We go on demand. Yeah, on demand.
Yeah,
I've already watched Elf and Home Alone. Those are two of mine, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Those are the three.
Well, I've been watching The Ultimatum.
Me too. Christmas movies. If I was to give my top three, those are them. You have to watch those three movies.
We have to make sure we have time to talk about Lily Phillips. She is the OnlyFans model who wants to set the record for sleeping with the most men in 24 hours. So she's going to take on this challenge next month. The goal is to sleep with 1,000 men.
1,000?
In 24 hours. Currently, a woman named Lisa Sparks holds the record. She's an adult film star who got with 919 men in 24 hours. Whoa. At a sex industry event in Poland back in 2004. No one's been able to beat her record since then. But it's going to be Lily Phillips. She's 23 years old, and apparently she's been training you guys to do this.
Oh.
Training? What's that mean?
So someone put out a YouTube video. I'm not really sure who this guy is who did it, but it's just like a documentary, I guess, about her journey. And this one particular video that is going viral, it was shot back in October. She slept with 100 guys in one day. And there's clips of her going viral because she is like crying. But this is how the YouTube video starts.
This is awful.
I'm Lily Phillips, and today I'm getting ran through by 100 guys.
She said ran through.
Sorry, Becky.
What, ran through. What? I just have questions. Yes. Santa, could you get out the calculator for me real quick? There's some math we got to run through here, because if she wants, let's just think about this for a second. You're saying 1,000?
1,000.
Okay, let's fire up the calculator here, because 1,000. Okay, now let's think about just how many minutes there are in a day. So as I say, you get 24 hours in a day, obviously, times 60 minutes. That's 1,440 minutes in a day. That's minutes, and she wants 1,000 guys. So divide 1,440 by 1,000, and each guy is getting 1.4 minutes. That's supposing that her challenge is lasting that, and she's going strong that full 24 hours. If you factor in bathroom breaks, and hopefully there's some breaks for some other things, cleaning and so
now
forth.
Now does it count now if it's like multiple?
Now you're probably down to less than 1 minute per contestant. I don't know what you want to call these entrants, we could say, because they've
participants
that are entering the contest.
Yes.
We're now at under a minute. So just logistically, how does it work?
Look, I don't know the logistics of this. I just know this poor woman, because she just did 100 and she was crying after.
I think somehow I was like feeling so like robotic. Like by the 30th, you know, like when we're getting on a bit, I've got like a routine of like how we're going to do this. And like it just, sometimes she'd like disassociate and be like.
She said she doesn't even remember most of it. She just kind of
sad.
I know. I'm watching this. I am so sad for her, but she's still like on this mission. 1,000 guys coming up in January.
That was more of a like, I'm crying because it's more like taking an emotional toll on her. I thought she's going to be crying because there's going to be like smoke like, coming out of it.
Like, she said it was painful too, but no, like emotionally. She says, like, I wouldn't recommend this to anybody. Why are you doing it?
There's nobody that would recommend any part of that to anyone. And man, can you just imagine being like, dude, 826?
They don't care. You know who these guys are?
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. These are her OnlyFans subscribers. Yeah, because
so this is their dream.
She said these are like her supporters, and when she just did this 100, she felt bad because she promised each one of them like 5 minutes of talking time, and she's like, some of them only got 2 or 3, and I felt bad that I couldn't like, you know, talk to them as much as they wanted to talk to me. We just had to get straight to business.
This whole thing is gross. I feel like I need to take another shower this morning. Yeah. It was gross.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. This is Rebecca from Concord, and I just want to let you know that I am judging hard. I can't believe. No Home Alone, Selena? Jess, it's not on yearly repeat for you? Come on, guys. Please tell me you've seen Die Hard. Classic Christmas movie. Have a great day.
I'm afraid to ask. Have you ever seen Die Hard?
No.
Jess, have you ever seen Die Hard?
I'm going to disappoint a lot of people.
Oh, my God.
When did that movie come out?
A long time ago, but exactly. So did Home Alone. So did a lot of these classic Christmas movies.
That movie came out in 1988. But what I'm saying is a lot of people watched these movies growing up since they were little, right? Like, they grew up watching these. That's why they love them so much.
Graham wasn't even born
that's
yet.
That's why every year they watch them.
Die Hard's not a kid's movie.
Oh, okay.
Not a kid's movie.
Because for me, I'm like, I was watching Spanish television with my grandma and my mom. So I feel like that's what I grew up watching, like telenovelas. And now I'm catching up. So I'll add this to my list.
Die Hard to the list.
It's a very long list now.
A small piece of me has died inside this morning.
I'm sorry, Graham.
Oh, man. Oh, this is so bad. This is bad.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Shawn Mendes is for the first time addressing this infamous love triangle with Sabrina Carpenter and Camila Cabello. He's on John Mayer's podcast because he has a satellite radio show, I guess.
Oh, satellite radio show.
Yeah, and that is out today. And he says on the show about how... he didn't mention any names because why would he? But he was talking about how he was dating someone but then went back to an ex because of unresolved feelings.
So I'm with someone. Mm-hmm. 2 days before going to hang out with my ex, express, I'm going to go hang out with my ex because I have unresolved feelings. Maybe instead of 2 days, it could have been 2 weeks.
It could have been 2 weeks, or it could have been that no matter what you said when, this was going to be disappointing.
Right.
So, if you don't remember the timeline, he dated Camila Cabello for a long time. They split. He was linked to Sabrina Carpenter, never mm-hmm. confirmed, but they were like seen, you know, to hanging out or whatever. And then a short time later, bam, he's at Coachella, I think it was, with Camila Cabello. And now we know because of unresolved feelings, they gave it another go.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So this is just confirming everything that we suspected because, you know, Camila and Sabrina, they got some songs out that are supposedly mm-hmm. about one another and this whole love triangle.
But then didn't Shawn Mendes announce at a concert recently that he was like sort of coming out? Am I misinterpreting that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that doesn't change his dating history.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not calling that into question. I'm just saying.
So is Sabrina Carpenter kind of in the middle of a lot of different things then? Because she also had some beef with Olivia Rodrigo over another person, right?
Yeah, she's the new Ariana Grande man stealer.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your man, ladies? What's your man?
All right, so the Golden Bachelor OG, is it Gary or Jerry?
Gary.
Gary Turner. He's been diagnosed with cancer. Did you see this?
Oh, no.
So he had been diagnosed with an incurable form of bone marrow cancer earlier this year, and he's now breaking the news in a big interview with People Magazine. He says, unfortunately, there is no cure for it, so that weighs heavily in every decision I make. He says that this was a factor in his split from Teresa. Remember, they were only married like 3 months after they had met on The Golden Bachelor, and then they split up. He says this was a factor because during that time.
I gotta get out and slay while I still can.
Not
I can't
that.
Be tied down to one woman. That's what I'm hearing.
Not that.
Get it, Gary.
During this time.
Slay, Gary.
While they were
slay.
Married, he went to the doctor for an old shoulder injury. And that's where the doctor found like unusual blood markers. And he got tested. That's where the cancer, that's when the cancer was discovered. And he didn't want to put that on Teresa. Like, we're married now. And so he thought he was doing her a favor by like stepping away, I think. Teresa, on the other hand, says that for her, that was not a factor. And it was purely because of the distance.
Yeah, and he's wanting to hit the bar scene.
Still is that can. Sad?
It's very sad.
Yeah. Jerry.
Gary.
Larry.
He's so likable, that guy.
He was a pretty likable guy until after the show, he became less likable.
Really?
During the show, he's very likable.
Interesting. Graham, what do you have?
All right, remember that kayaker in Wisconsin that faked his own death?
Yes.
You guys remember this?
Yeah.
He apparently wanted to like ditch his family and then flee the country. He overturned his kayak in a lake a few months ago and then got on an inflatable boat, paddled that to shore, left his truck there, hopped on an electric bike, took that to a bus stop, took a bus to the airport, and then flew to we didn't know where. But they finally caught up with him. And he ended up calling in over video, and he didn't reveal his location, but it was rumored that he was in Uzbekistan or something and run away with a woman there.
Yes.
Well, 44-year-old Ryan Borgwart.
That's his last name?
Yeah, Borgwart. Ryan Borgwart.
Jess, would you rather have your last name be Borgwart or Herbert?
Borgwart. Or whatever that was.
Wow. The
sorry.
Shade on, put some respect on Herbert. Slightly better than Borgwart. Anyways, 4 months since he faked his death, he has now returned to the United States. Now, they haven't said exactly why he ended up cooperating and coming back on his own, although the local sheriff's department there said it's because his family is here. Remember, he had a wife and three kids, I believe, and he just bailed out and left them to Uzbekistan. Maybe things weren't as great over there as he thought, and he's like, hey, things would be back better back here. But he is going to be facing some charges. He did surrender to police custody. As for what those charges are going to be, some kind of obstruction. And in my mind, and when we discuss this story, he's got to be held somehow liable for the costs of this search, because there was an extensive search of the lake that was done to try to find him. And they even brought in cadaver dogs to determine if he had, in fact, died in this accident. But really, he had just gotten a new passport and taken out some money on a life insurance policy and bailed out. But Ryan Borgwart is back in the United States. So,
but will he be back with his family? Probably not.
He's home for the holidays, you guys.
I don't think
a great
so.
Story.
Oh my, would
He's
you let
back.
Him back, Jess?
No.
No. Get out.
All the kids want him there
Too
at
bad.
Christmas. For Christmas morning.
Daddy don't like you.
Come
he
on,
left.
Borgwart.
Faked his death.
He went through a lot of trouble just to return 4 months later. Like, bro, like, if you're going through that trouble to fake your death, don't get on a Zoom call like a month later saying that you're alive. Like, just if you're
going to
go through all
just
that,
go.
Just we don't want you. Stay in Uzbekistan
stick
with
the plan.
With your new babe.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get to What the Bleep now. This is where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Of course, that's the only way you're going to win is Chug Mug. As always, leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Let's get to today's clip.
My wife used to love white. Now she's obsessed with dark brown and even black ones.
Whoa.
I don't blame her.
I can't help it. I can't help it. Her tastes have changed, and that's just the way that it is. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Leave your guesses. Remember, this is a family show.
Yes.
Leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the very free iHeartRadio app. Leave us your name, your city, along with your guests. We want to be able to shout you out when you win. But you got to be the first person.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
My wife used to love white. Now she's obsessed with dark brown and even black ones.
Wow.
Hey.
Good for you, Kate.
She's expanding her horizons. Yeah.
Kate does not discriminate.
Nope.
Okay, so what is that bleeped out word? If you ever have a guess, leave it on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Let's run through some of them now.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jim from Cache Valley. My guess for the bleeped out word is chocolate. All right, guys. Have a good morning.
Is there black chocolate?
Far and away the most popular guess this morning. Chocolate. Everybody is guessing that. So that just wiped out a lot of people's guesses. But yeah, is there black chocolate?
Well, there's dark chocolate. Well, and then milk chocolate, and then white chocolate.
So thank you for the lesson on chocolate that we all know, Jess! I'm asking if there's black chocolate. Maybe that's a thing. I don't know.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Thea from
Berkeley. You mean to tell me they have milk chocolate now, Jess?
They do?
What will they think of next?
I mean, you know.
Next guest. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Thea from Berkeley, and I think that the bleeped out word is towels. Have a great day.
Towels.
Towels. It's a good guess, not right? Towels. Our towels are tan right now, currently.
Okay.
Morning, JV Show. This is John from Richmond. My guess would be furniture.
Furniture. Not furniture.
It's not furniture, but I feel like we're starting to bark up the correct tree. But, you know, I'm not gonna say any more.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say any more than that.
You said too much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we're trying to give you this JV Show chug mug, but you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. You know how this works. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
My wife used to love white. Now she's obsessed with dark brown and even black ones. I was like, why didn't you try that in college before you married me? Oh, wait, never mind. I was thinking of something else.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. It's a family show.
This is a family show, so your guesses got to be clean, people. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica from Alameda. My guess for the bleeped out word is walls. Have a great day.
Walls.
That's a really good guess. I'm building this house and... My wife loves a good dark colored wall.
But it's not walls.
She's made me paint a lot of them. A lot of various colors.
That outside of your house is like black.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, next guess.
Hey, JV Show. This is Sean from Alameda. My guess for the bleeped out word is paint. Thanks. Have a good day.
Oh, we're just getting closer and closer and closer. I feel like this is we're circling right around the answer here.
Oh, my God.
Hi, JV Show. It's Mateus from Vallejo, and... my guess for the bleeped out word is cows. Have a great day.
Was that towels?
Or house?
House.
I heard house.
House or towels?
That or cows.
Cows.
Oh. Yeah, because cows, there's the white ones, the black ones, the brown ones.
Love all white cows.
Could be cows, but that's not it. But yeah, to your point, Selena, if his guess was house, I thought it was house. Our last house that I painted was white, and this house we're about to move into, black on black.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori in Morgan Hill, and my guess is kitchen. Have a great day. Bye.
Kitchen. All right, here is today's clip unbleeped.
My wife used to love white kitchens. Now she's obsessed with dark brown and even black ones. Ooh. Yeah, mostly the brown. Mostly the brown. Those wood, dark wood cabinets and stuff. Oh, that's all coming back, you guys.
Wow. So that's what your new kitchen is looking like.
Our new kitchen has brown. They're painted. They're not wood. Uh-huh. Well, no, actually, that's not true. Part of the kitchen, like the island, we have a big kitchen island, and it is like a dark, dark stained wood color. And then the cabinets around it are a painted brown color.
Wow.
So that's what I'm just saying. It's coming back.
Your wife has such a unique style when it comes to like home decor. Now that where does she get this? Does she live on Pinterest? Like where does she get this from? Or is it all like in her head?
I think a lot of it is in her head, but a lot of it is stuff.
Because it comes out looking so good. Like
stuff that you see on social media and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And design trends. That's the one thing I hate about social media is design trends shift so rapidly that I'm going to be renovating this house in like 5 years.
That's true.
Everything she's picked out now, she's going to hate in a little while. All right. I'd love to have a whole bunch of shout outs to give. I just flat out don't. Lori and Morgan Hill. What's up, Lori? What's up? She's going to get a brand new JV Show chug mug.
Nice.
So many people. I got to say so many people. I should be shouting all the people that guess cabinets and or appliances or people were right there. The guesses were right there. The word was kitchens. And so many people. So close. But today's not your day.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Guillermo.
Hey, Guillermo. How's it going? Is it raining where you are?
I'm in San Jose.
Sure. Is it raining there?
It was raining there, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, sorry. I thought you said, where are you? Sorry. It's not raining. It's just kind of muggy out.
Oh, okay. Well, the rain's coming, right, Jess? She's our official weather person.
Mm-hmm. It is. Get ready. Get your umbrella out.
All right, so you're on to play the JV Show. You have Nope Game. Jess, what is on the line today?
We have two tickets for you to see Gabriel Iglesias for his Don't Worry, Be Fluffy tour.
All right, Guillermo, we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and these tickets are yours, okay?
Sweet.
Question number 1. Your breastbone is located in the center of your chest, and in the medical field, it's called what?
Sacrum. Say that again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, your breastbone, everyone knows it's located in the center of your chest, but in the medical field, what is it called?
I'm touching my breastbone right now.
Ew, me too.
My breastbone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm touching mine right now.
He can't see you.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Pulled a sternum out of nowhere right there. Yeah. That was good. That was good. Selena, how do you feel about the breastbone? Moving on.
Love it.
Question number two, really. D-Day and VE Day were momentous dates during what war? D-Day and VE Day. Big dates during what war? D-Day and VE Day.
D-Day and
V. Oh, no. Did we lose him?
No.
I'm not sure what that one is.
Any guesses what war those dates were?
VA and VE Day.
I mean, he's just...
Veterans Day and...
No, you don't have to come up with them. They were momentous moments, dates, during what war?
Oh, World War One.
Nope.
Good guess. That was a good guess.
No, it's not.
D-Day.
One of the most iconic moments in U.S. history. Are you kidding me?
He was close.
World War II. World War II was the answer there. World War II. I'm going to quit the show.
Question number three. Is this true or false? Pokemon is the abbreviation for Pocket Monster.
That's true.
It actually is.
Yeah,
Pokemon
is Pocket Monster. I had a buddy in college that had that nickname. Different reason. All right, question number four. In The Wizard of Oz, what was the lion in search of? That lion. The lion he needed.
His heart. Nope.
He needs some courage. He was looking for some courage. He was a real scaredy cat.
Courage.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
Oh, no.
Guillermo, you did not win today's Yep Nope game.
Oh, gosh, no. Dang it. You were so close. No. Not really.
So close at one for four.
Yeah, close but not really.
Hey, listen, we appreciate you coming on this morning. You know, this ain't for the week. Thank you for calling up. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jess is going to pick up in the next room, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hang on. Problem.
Your problem. What is wrong with me?
Yeah, your problem, not mine.
All right. Graham, we have some shout-outs?
We do. Lots of shouts this morning. A lot of people in my DMs. Everyone says, hey, Graham, Thursday is my son Nathaniel's birthday. I wanted to ask you guys to wish him a happy 13th birthday from Dad, Mom, Aaron, and the puppy, Daisy. We listen every day. We love your guys' show. Appreciate it more than you know. So happy birthday, Nathaniel.
Happy birthday. Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. I got one that says, hello. Can we please wish my daughter... Haru, happy 4th birthday. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. It's our morning ritual. But who gives a fart? Aww. That's a good point. Love mom and dad. So happy birthday,
Haru.
Happy
birthday.
Who gives a fart?
4th birthday. That's a big one. Another one says, can you please send a shout out to my son Joshua, a.k.a. Joshy. He's turning 7 today. We listen to you guys every single morning. That's from Mom Shirley in San Francisco.
Woo!
So happy birthday, Joshy.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another DM here. It says, yo, Graham, can I get a shout out tomorrow to my wife, Joy, and my kids, Malu, Kelly, and JJ? We always listen to you guys every morning, especially on our way to drop them off at school. I love the JV show, but who gives a fart? Good point.
That's a good point.
Shout out to everybody there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, guys. I was wondering if you could send my daughter a birthday shout out for her 12th birthday. I'm so proud of the young lady she's becoming and so proud of the student she is. Her brother Martin and I love her. It's a special birthday for her this year. She's turning 12 on the 12th. That's your golden birthday, right?
Is it? I don't know.
I can't remember how that works. I think that's what your golden birthday is. I forget. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you guys.
I thought that was 60.
No, your golden birthday is the day on the date. right? Ow. Isn't it?
I don't know.
Who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart about that? Another one here. Hey, Graham, it's my wife's birthday on Thursday. Happy birthday to my wife, Kalyani. Wishing her the best on her special birthday. Thank you guys for all you do.
And happy birthday.
That's from sons Jay and Sham, and that's from husband Neil. Happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
One more. Hey, Graham, can you wish my daughter, Malia, a happy 18th birthday? We can't believe you're an adult now. Love, Mom,
Whoa.
Dad, and Jay.
That's
yeah,
big.
She's legal now. Malia.
Happy birthday,
Who gives a
Malia?
Fart?
That's a good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my God. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are officially Woo! Engaged. We don't know when this actually happened. Remember, there were some rumors earlier this year. Remember, she posted that mirror picture and she had covered up her left hand with an emoji and everyone thought then she was hiding an engagement ring, and that was a while ago.
Yep.
So we don't know when this engagement took place, but yesterday she finally decided to share it with the world. She showed some pictures of the proposal. It was them. They had an outdoor picnic where they sat and ate Taco Bell and other things. And she posted a picture of the ring and she said, "Forever begins now." And they also already had a really small, intimate engagement party just with close friends, family. Taylor Swift was not able to make it there, but she did congratulate wow. her, along with Jennifer Aniston, Cardi B, a lot of other celebs sending their congratulations. So it's happening.
Can we go back to the prediction journal?
Please.
Sure. Did we make some predictions
August,
on this?
Graham, you actually said a 2025 engagement.
Oh, so close.
No, wait. You said engagement this year and that it had already happened. Sorry.
Okay. Well,
take it back. Take it back.
Hello there.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You predicted this.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Selena, you said baby next year and marriage next year.
Okay, so I could still be.
So, yeah, still in play. Still in play.
Okay.
Jess, did
and
you
I
in?
Didn't write my prediction for
so
some reason.
You're going to get a big.
But, Graham, you got it right. Engagement
right.
this year.
Let's
and
go.
It has already happened.
I am psychic, so
wow.
that's how it works.
By the way, Benny Blanco's actual name, Benjamin Joseph Levin. So, she will be Selena Levin if she decides to take his last name. Also, question. Obviously, Taylor Swift, they're besties, so of course she's happy for her best friend, Selena Gomez. Do you think there's just a teeny tiny bit amount of jealousy that Selena got engaged first?
Taylor's already engaged.
You think so?
We just haven't heard yet.
That's also possible.
Interesting.
Because Selena's like, I can't get engaged before Taylor does. Now that I know Taylor has, because they secretly have, we know that. And we don't know that, but we theorize that. That's in the prediction journal. I don't know. Would you be jealous in that situation, Selena? If you were in Taylor's shoes?
I think I'd, of course, be happy for my friends. But I think part of me would be like, but no one's relationship is better than mine. Like, why and how come I'm not engaged?
But Taylor already gets the spotlight for everything else.
Yeah, but
like, come on.
Just to the larger issue, are women who are yet to be engaged ever happy for a friend, ever truly happy
yes,
for a friend that gets engaged?
Yes.
A piece of them is.
No,
I think
it's not 100% whole heart.
Yes,
I
yeah,
think
it
so.
Is.
Oh, stop.
It is. You can be fully happy, but also a little tiny
salty at the same time.
Yeah.
Some sweet and salty happiness. Got it. Thank
Graham,
you for answering honestly.
What do you have in trending?
All right, it's game day, you guys. Niners going to be hosting the LA Rams at Levi's tonight. And you guys, it's Thursday Night Football, and I just hopped up in the JV Show 2024 Live Doppler Weather Balloon News Desk, the Drew Tuna, to see how the weather is going to be affecting the game. And
yes.
Oh, no, you guys. Rain is in the forecast. So if you're going to the game,
no.
make sure you bring a towel for your seat. Otherwise, you're going to be
wet from my butt.
Yep. But the biggest problem is Brock Purdy has tiny, itsy bitsy, tiny, dinky hands. They're
right.
only slightly larger than mine and our soon-to-be president. Two hands on our water cups, obviously. But Purdy has had some issues in weather with balls slipping out of his hands.
Yes.
Football,
Ooh.
Selena. So
I know.
That's definitely something to watch out for in this one. It might also help the Niners, though, because the Rams are a much better passing team than they are rushing one, so maybe the rain will help slow down their offense. Either way, this is a must-win game if the Niners want to maintain any sliver of a chance of making the playoffs. Kickoff is at 5:15 tonight, and Niner fans, this is cool. We might get to see the season debut of linebacker Dre Greenlaw. He tore his Achilles in the Super Bowl, which you obviously remember running off the sidelines. Mm-hmm. He might get his first minutes tonight, which would be a huge emotional lift for the team. Let's go,
Let's
Niners!
Go.
Bang, bang, Niner gang!
gang.
I'm juiced. Something to watch on Thursday night? Yes.
Do you think we're going to get more injuries? Not manifesting that.
What kind of jinx did you just...
I am not manifesting.
What in the jinx of all jinxes?
No, I was asking you to answer that.
Why would you even say that?
That's a question.
It's out in the air now.
Seriously.
No, it's not.
Take that out of the air and stick it back in your you-know-what.
What? Stick it where?
Somewhere where it shouldn't be out in the air.
I'm just asking if it's raining. Just a question.
I'm not even going to touch that because that's the jinx of all jinx questions.
Well, Jess told me to ask it.
No.
Wow.
Yes, you did.
Don't throw the jinx.
You did.
Blame Jess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Really quick. So, you know, Beyonce is performing at the Ravens Texans game on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
She's performing at halftime. It's going to be streamed live on Netflix. I read this morning that typically a performance in that time slot would only last like 14 minutes. They're giving her extra time because she's Beyonce. This is going to be a 20-minute long halftime show.
That's a big deal because...
This is a huge deal.
That's They pretty much only do that for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
An extended halftime. Halftimes are a set amount of time.
Also, there's a lot of people boycotting, upset, given these recent allegations about, I don't know, her husband, Jay-Z, and she still is given this huge platform. Do you guys have any thoughts about that?
Ooh, I mean, it's Beyonce, though. We know that no matter what, she's going to get the special treatment.
But if it was anybody else, I feel like they'd be like, nope, yanking her.
No, if the allegations
were against her,
the allegations aren't against her.
That's a point.
If there were allegations like that that came out against her, that would be reason Bill would be like, might want a little distance ourselves from this one.
Very, very true. All right, lot of talkbacks coming in this morning.
Hey guys, it's Angie. Wow, Selena. Wow. If you are the reason that our season ends tonight, I swear to God, I am coming down there and I am going to back over you with my car. Anyway, bang, bang, Niner gang. Beat LA. Let's go. Happy Thursday, guys. Stay dry, bye.
Bang, bang, Niner game. I want to address that because I was talking about the Niner game. I was hyping fans up for it, getting excited, but it is going to be a rainy one tonight. And Selena says, do you think there's going to be any more injuries tonight? As if we haven't just absolutely been decimated and riddled by injuries this entire season.
That.
And you're just pouring salt in the wound there?
But how is me asking that? Because I hope not. Like, how is that jinxing it? Don't we all hope that there's no more injuries?
You don't say it out loud.
You don't say it. It's like,
there's also the fact Jess told me to say that out loud.
I said no such thing.
It's like if you're at a baseball game, pitcher's throwing a no-hitter, you don't say, hey, guys, is he throwing a no-hitter right now? You don't talk about the no-hitter. We all collectively know that there's a no-hitter going on, but you don't talk about it. We know the season has been decimated by injuries. We don't need to bring more of them.
Fair.
But you've manifested it now.
I did not manifest
Sorry, Angie, get your car ready.
Yeah.
You're gonna need a fighter in the parking garage and then run her over.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. Good morning, Bay Area. I did hear about Selena Gomez getting married and whatnot, but that caused you guys to get into your prediction journals. If we could look through the rest of the prediction journals for like the 2024, if you guys were guessing anything was going to happen before the end of this year, if we could see whether or not, you know, those were right or you could take those off the list. We'd just like to hear what is there for the end of this year.
Interesting. By the way, just to clarify, Selena Gomez is not married yet, but she shared her engagement news last night. So that's what happened with her. And Jess, you looked in the prediction journal, and Graham did predict that.
Mm-hmm. And there are two other predictions that Graham specifically made that I wanted to share with you guys.
Graham, you are like the Nostradamus of the JV show.
As we're keeping tally here, Selena Gomez and Benny engaged this year.
Yes, correct. Okay. You also said
one on the scoreboard.
Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan would not make it long term.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, and they just split up like
last
week.
They just split up.
Now this
one. There's another one.
Another one.
I want to go through this one because it hasn't fully happened yet, but it is in the works, I guess.
Okay.
So it could happen, could not happen, because you just talked about the Niners. These were your predictions for the NFL season.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This NFL
season has
been a disaster.
Graham is probably the jinx. Let's get ready for this. Everyone, hang on.
Whoa.
Graham said NFC championship game, it was going to be Niners-Eagles.
Still very well.
Okay,
and that's still,
so we'll see.
It's still alive
we'll
and kicking. Eagles probably likely there.
And then you said,
it's going to be a long shot for the Niners to get there, but we can hope.
Okay, then you said for the Super Bowl, that it'll be Niners and Ravens. How do you feel about that?
Look, a long shot for the Niners to get there. Ravens still a good pick there. I lean a little more Buffalo right now, but Ravens a great pick to make it to the Super Bowl.
Okay, and then you said that Raiders wouldn't make it to the playoffs.
Oh, that... Now, look, as much as I'd love to pat myself on the back for a prediction, I'm using air quotes there, that was a foregone conclusion before the season started. I'm not going to pat myself on the back for that one. That was a layup.
Graham, these are some great predictions, though.
Pull Let's me up a bowl of cocoa pop.
Here you go, Graham.
Oh, thank
Indulge.
You. So hungry. Oh, feels good, the cocoa prop.
Ooh, listen to that crackling.
I would like to thank Jess for her diligent note-taking because in years past, the JV Show Prediction Journal was just made up. It was imaginary. And we entered made all kinds of entries into it verbally, but we never were able to actually go back and look at it. So thank you for keeping track of these.
We should have you make some predictions for 2025, general things before the year ends.
I think you should come up with specific questions like, will Taylor Swift have a baby? Whatever it is, and I'll weigh in.
Okay, we'll do that tomorrow at 8:05 so you can be here to listen to the predictions. In real time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Fett from Butter Creek. So 50 Cent has predicted that the NFL will part ways with Jay-Z due to the allegations. The crazy thing is that there's been rumors about him being with Aaliyah when she was underage, Beyonce when she was underage, Foxy Brown when she was underage, Rihanna when she was underage. But there have been rumors, but people have been saying these things for a very long time. So, too bad. So sad.
That would be crazy. The downfall of Jay-Z. That is one I did not see coming because we look at him with Beyonce and we think, oh my God, like perfect husband.
It's perfect. Except for the time they cheated on her.
Well, that's that one time.
She made a whole album about
it. But everyone, the world forgave him because Beyonce forgave him.
Because she made a whole album about it. It was really good.
It was so good.
Again, this is all just alleged right now. These are rumors. We have one listener in particular that's incredibly butthurt by us talking about the Diddy and Jay-Z stories and says that we are racist for covering them.
That I don't understand.
To that, and we're not covering the other stories about the Abercrombie CEO and Jeffrey Epstein or, you know, any of these with the same sort of gusto. We're not covering those stories enough. And to that listener, I'd like to say, because it's Diddy and Jay-Z, two global music icons that every person almost on this globe knows who they are.
Exactly.
Do you know who Mike Jeffries is, Selena?
Never heard of him.
That's the CEO, former CEO of Abercrombie. Exactly.
Nobody heard of
this guy. Mm-hmm. Yes, what he did is terrible, but we're covering the Diddy and Jay-Z stories at length because it's Diddy and Jay-Z.
Different. Hey, Graham, take a breather.
Sorry.
It's time for...
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk, Graham?
Yes, we can. All right, so we've talked a little bit about Kylie Kelce's new podcast. She's got a podcast.
Not gonna lie.
It's called NGL, not gonna lie, because she's like, not gonna lie. She's gonna tell us the truth about all things, you know, Jason Kelce, and probably we're all ears for it because we're probably gonna hear some stuff about Taylor Swift, right? And her podcast shot to the top of the charts, even besting Joe Rogan. Well, one of the things she said in this podcast raised a lot of eyebrows because she said, and this was sort of a question and answer session, and somebody asked if Jason was watching the kids while she was doing the podcast. They have three young daughters together. I think 5, 3, and 22 months old.
And one on the way.
Oh, and one on the way.
And I don't know if it's a daughter, but they got a baby on the way.
And so they asked, is Jason watching the kids while you do this? Because I think he said that, you know, and she said, I watch the kids while he's doing his podcast. And she said, no. She said, even when she has to do anything and he is home, say she's got to go for an appearance or record that podcast or go to a doctor's appointment, she says, I will schedule childcare. Even if Jason Kelce is home and now, fully able to take care of the kids.
But didn't she also say it's because his schedule is so crazy, a lot of times things can come up or he does have meeting schedules or he is working on other things?
She said he's very, very busy and she almost just does it out of habit, sometimes forgetting that he may even be home. She just always wants the kids to be covered, so she'll still make sure there is childcare there. And she admitted there are times when he is home and fully able to take care of kids, but somebody else is taking care of them.
Two things come to mind here. One, it must be nice to just have that type of money. Childcare, whenever I need that. Two, if it was flipped, no dad is scheduling childcare when the mom is home. They don't even think about it. Just out the door, leave.
No.
Good point.
That is a very good point, Selena. And this led me to just kind of question, because the comments on this one were hysterical. I want to read a couple of them. But I just want to know how the ladies feel about this, because a lot of people, a lot of ladies and moms were like swooning over Jason Kelce. Oh, great as dad. Oh, he'd be the best husband. Oh, he's the best. And now you find out he's at home just twiddling his thumbs and someone else is taking care of his kids. Knocks him down a notch in my eyes, because like,
it
take care of your own
too.
Damn kids. Okay, a lot of people, here are some of the comments that came with this. One person said, straight women are not okay. I can't imagine being married to someone I don't trust with my own kids. Insane. Ooh. That's a good point. Another one said, I'd be genuinely embarrassed to admit this. It sounds like Kylie also has a 37-year-old son at home, which to me, ouch, it also sounds like that as well.
Yikes.
You can't, if your wife is doing something very important, like recording her own podcast, I get that you're busy. We are all busy. All of us. So, every single person.
Yes, and that's what bothers me. Like, the moms are always expected to multitask. You know, we have the kids, plus we're covering meals and cleaning, some working from home, and we got the kids at the same time. You know what I mean? No dad is like, you know what? Let me just cover childcare just in case.
I just think a lot of this shine is just rubbing off on old Jason Kelce. Not his image to
the
me.
The downfall of Jason Kelce.
It's happening. It's happening. I want to hear from, I don't know, moms in the talkback. Do we want, because have you experienced something like this? Is it the mom's burden?
I have. So do you remember last year I got married, and then me and my husband, we each had our bachelor and bachelorette trips in Vegas. I had my trip first, left the kids home with my husband. My mom, and this was not planned. To be fair, my husband had nothing to do with this. My mom, out of nowhere, was like, he needs help. He can't handle all this on his own. Stayed the weekend at my house to help with the kids. What?
That's a good mom right there. What? Thank you. We appreciate that. Husband, thank you.
The roles reverse. He goes to Vegas. I'm home with the kids. She didn't come help me. It's just me there.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
I would be so salty.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
I really was for a little bit, but so that really had nothing to do with him. But why do we assume that like dads or men aren't capable of this?
Yeah, because you're right. Situation reversed.
They'll make it work.
Yeah. The situation reversed, which it was in this case. Now she's recording a podcast. He should have been the one, if he's busy that day, setting up the childcare.
Well, Graham, sometimes when your wife goes on trips, your parents come down to help you with the kids, right?
Now, you guys love knocking me over this, but that is for only one sole reason. I can't take my kids to school because I'm here with you guys on the air. I'd gladly take those days off, but I can't get my kids up and drop them off at school at 3:30 in the morning. That's the only reason that I have my parents there.
That's
the other times,
good reason.
The other times if my wife's out of town or goes out to dinner with a friend, whatever, there's no backup needed. I can handle my own kids. It's not babysitting. It's me being a dad.
If you have any thoughts, that Talkback mic is always open on the free iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are inside our meeting in the ladies' room. We do this every Thursday. We talk about things that applies to ladies, but that, you know, everyone can enjoy listening to. We were just talking about Kylie Kelce's new podcast.
It's on her podcast. Yeah, she admitted that even when her husband Jason Kelce is home, she'll and she personally has something she has to go do, she'll arrange for childcare to be there, take care of the kids, even when he's home.
Regarding the childcare situation, yeah, it usually does fall on me as the mom to kind of arrange all that, regardless if it's just me going out, if it's both of us going out, and then on top of that, if we're both going out, my mind is just circling around all the kids' schedules and pickups and everything while on vacation. So
isn't that unfair? A lot of that does fall on the mom. I'm in the same boat.
It does. Shout out to all the moms out there, because it's hard enough balancing your own schedule, right? And then throw in three kids' schedules or however many kids or whatever. And it shouldn't all fall on the mom. It just shouldn't. You guys should boycott.
But you know what it is?
You guys should have a march down at City Hall saying, hell no, we're not gonna do this anymore. And then guys will have to learn to do it.
I know, but guys just forget everything.
Yeah, if you guys held a march, the kids wouldn't get picked up from school that day.
Exactly. Honestly, Graham, do you forget things that we say to you on purpose?
No, but we're, you know, The male brain is a lot smaller than the female brain. It's occupied with things
video
like
games,
the, yeah, video and games and
football.
Like hot chicks playing golf and stuff. And like, we don't have room for stuff in there like that.
Good morning, JV Show. I guess I live in a different world, man. Our ladies, me and my friends' ladies, you know, 85 text messages every morning about how the kids are hard to get out the house and who's pouting and sniveling. And then it's like if our ladies go out of town, we don't need to text our ladies once. We're right on top of things. Kids are dressed, fed, lunch made, hair combed, out the door, at school on time.
Maybe you do live in a different world, because that is unheard of.
I wish I could say the same, but all those things he said they're texting about, I text my wife those things whenever she's gone. Like, you will not. She's being a total nightmare today. I can't get her out of the house. Why can't you do that? Where is this? I can't find the thing.
Oh,
where's the kid's homework? I can't, you know.
That's
all,
my husband.
Sorry.
Where's his shoes at? I don't know. Kids lose their shoes every day. I don't know. Just look for them.
Start looking.
Just look.
men aren't very good at looking either.
No,
we are not.
They're not here. He's going shoeless to daycare. So let's talk about Jess. Do you read?
No,
not really.
Not really. I want to, but
there is a new subgenre of literature that's got the ladies' loins ablaze.
Ooh,
it's being called romanticy. It's been nicknamed fairy porn.
Have you heard of this? So it's like fantasy novels, meaning like,
but like,
you know, elves and orcs and stuff like that.
I guess
and
so, like, but it has got the loins on fire. I guess just a couple books that get brought up all the time. One's called Fourth Wing. Another one that's really popular is A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yeah, I saw Lord of the Sea Rings is also on there.
Careful, Graham.
Well, that's the kind of, but that's the kind of book. That's the kind
yes,
of
these are the
literature we're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
These are the ones that are like all over book talk right now. Here's one line from Fourth Wing. With one long claw, he shredded through silk and lace. Oh. And my undergarment fell away in pieces.
Because it caught on fire? It just burst into flames?
Because the loins were ablaze?
Loins were legit ablaze.
And ladies
and
they
were wearing loins back then in these.
Yeah.
This time period.
The ladies want bears to claw their
I don't
silk?
Know. Not even bears. Think of like fantasy characters with like wings that like fly. They're like
yeah, these are like bear, centaurs and minotaurs like, and
yes.
stuff like that.
They're like, I don't know, the wings just
a
do
griffin.
Something to me.
Oh, that does nothing to me.
I was going to ask, do you think this is hot, Jess?
No.
I don't think I could.
I could probably do like a regular erotic novel or something, but not.
Well, you don't want to go on some quest where you scale the mountain up to Mordor and then just get totally pounded
by a
dwarf?
But this is what's in right now.
Wow.
The Hunger Games meets 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, like you hooking up with a hobbit
in
their little, tiny hobbit house thing?
No.
Like that doesn't set your loins ablaze?
No.
Or a munchkin from Wicked?
Yeah,
one
of those.
Even Slater. Oh, no.
One ring to rule them all? And it's just like, it's one of the, it takes
we
batteries?
Know.
None of this stuff, really?
You
guys aren't into that fantasy genre?
Graham, your wife does a lot of reading.
Uh-huh.
You say she reads every night. Would you look at her different if this is what she was into? Or maybe not even this, but just like the erotic stuff every night. Would you be like, whoa.
Save
some of that energy for me.
Well, hopefully that some of that energy would translate over to me. It won't, but you know, like that. Well, us guys, we can hope, right? If she was reading the Lord of the... Never mind.
But you'd be okay with it.
Yes, I would.
So, but isn't this like the equivalent of like men watching visual stuff? And your wife,
but men aren't watching.
Your wife probably wouldn't be okay with you watching that every night.
But I guess it's a little different because the book thing, like, it's your imagination. Some of the visual stuff, like, that's a real person.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, not anymore. It's AI, but
yeah.
You know, it
unless
used to be.
Watching some
it
creature,
used to be a real person.
Like,
yeah, so you just want like some orcs and goblins
what?
To just like
Yoda
grab
this
you?
This is what
and just,
they
like,
want. This is what they want.
Interesting.
Look it up on Book Talk.
And
yep.
It's called. What's the new genre called?
Well, they're calling it romanticy, but
romanticy.
They've nicknamed it fairy porn.
Okay, romanticy for the sake of this show.
Yes, romanticy show, is what
romanticy.
It is. Look into it, Jess. She's taking notes.
She's
I am.
Already
she's
like,
literally writing down the names of these
ordering
books.
On Amazon right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about romanticy is the new subgenre of books that the ladies are into because it's got their loins ablaze.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Aaron from Hayward. Hey, my wife reads those books, The Court of Thorns and Roses. And man, let me tell you, I thought she was just reading some, like, you know, Lord of the Rings stuff.
But I caught a look at her Kindle, man. That's some soft core right there, man.
What?
Yeah, boys, we're in trouble.
No! Boys, we're in trouble!
Oh, my God!
I was thinking maybe I should get some of these books, you know, for my wife for Christmas, like a little stocking stuff.
You should!
No, I don't want her stocking getting stuffed by some elf lord.
Why not?
Because,
she's gonna ask... Never mind.
Because...
Okay, Selena, the romanticy is just as spicy as that book that you read, Verity. It's really not that spicy. It's a tame. It has some parts, but it's so good. 10 out of 10, recommend. Absolutely. ACOTAR, A Court of Thorns and Roses, the series, and Fourth Wing, the series, which a new book is coming out. Totally recommend. You should just do it.
Oh, my God.
Selena, now that brings up a good point, because I forgot you dabbled in the erotic novel department, and you liked it.
I did, by accident. The only reason I liked that book is because I'm into, like, the true crime, like, creepy, like, murder books.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm into. And then one of them just happened to have some, like, freaky scenes, and I was okay with it. I don't know if I'm full on into, like, the...
Right, into
Griffins
the into the fantasy,
know.
Lord of the Rings type yeah. setting of that. But would you ever read another, say, just more, you know, like an erotic novel, not of that genre?
Yeah, why not?
I knew it.
Hey, don't judge me.
I'm not judging.
Okay, just making sure.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So apparently Kim K is dating multiple people.
This is not a drill, people.
This is not a drill. This is exciting and good for her, by the way. So there is a source that said Kim K is dating someone new. And then another source was like, no, she's not. She's dating more than one person who's new. So one of the people she's being linked to is some real estate investor, not someone who is famous or in the public eye. And Kim wouldn't exactly call it a relationship or like that. She wouldn't say she's committed to this person, just one of the people she's having fun with at the moment. This is a guy that she met through mutual friends, and it's not the first person that she's gone on date with since Odell Beckham Jr. Remember that guy?
Translation, this guy's rich, obviously. He's not famous, but he's super, super rich. Like, the story would be shocking if Kim K was just like swiping on Tinder and just dating norms, right? But she's not. This guy's probably incredibly wealthy.
And I love this for her. I think she needs somebody who is wealthy but not in the public eye like this. I think that's what she needs.
I think so, too. But I don't like that now she wants to be all secretive and like, oh, no, I'm going to keep things private to myself. Mm. You can't do that after you've made a career about being so public about everything.
That is true.
Need to know. You can't just start keeping things to yourself.
Can't
I don't
put
like
the toothpaste back
I don't
in the
like
tube.
That part. At some point, you're going to have to talk about this.
I'm sure she's filming a new reality show of all this.
No, she probably is.
There's probably cameras following her every move.
Can we go back to talking about Brandi Glanville?
I forgot who that was.
The Real Housewife.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember
Hills.
We talked about her earlier this week?
Her
there
face
was
looked like a rotted out bee's nest.
Wow, Graham, that was so mean. Wait,
she's the one that said something was going on with her face. And
I mean, there is, but it's some type of like mystery illness.
Yeah, her face looked like the underside of a tractor. Look, I just like, I don't know what happened to
God.
It. What you can't tell
that
me.
That was harsh.
You can't tell me I'm not right. Her,
no,
she was the
so
one that said
mean.
Something
it's an
happened to her
description.
Face.
Description. She posted a picture, but what she said is that doctors can't figure out what's going on. And one of them even said that they think it's like a parasite that's just like jumping around her face, like eating her.
Was she
not
being serious about that? I couldn't tell if she was like joking about that or not.
No, that's what she said. I don't know if doctors have like an official diagnosis. Anyways, she did this new interview with the U.S. Sun, and she said that she's had some kind of like stress-induced condition that caused the outer layer of her skin to swell and balloon up. And as a result of that, her teeth shifted around and were like horribly impacted. And she said she's lost 5 teeth.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
She's going through it.
She is going through it.
And
I
apologize.
So
it's not nice to make
her.
Fun of anybody's appearance. She's going through a tough time.
Yeah.
I theorized before, though, that part of this had to have been, well, I'm not a doctor, but self-inflicted, because she's had a lot of elective procedures on her face. And I just feel like you run this risk when you start ballooning up your face and your lips and things, and you're putting foreign foreign objects basically into your face that your body's not used to having there. You can have the, you can have a bad reaction to fillers and Botox and stuff like this.
She says a lot of it is stress induced. I'm not really, I don't know the detail of this or her reasoning, but she says a lot of it is stress induced. That goes all the way back to like a legal battle she has going on with Bravo right now. Oh, and wow. Then you know, some of the other girls from Real Housewives and even something having to do with like a husband or an ex-husband or something. I mean, stress can affect your health, but I've never seen it manifest like this.
Yeah. And you said her face looked like what?
I didn't say anything. Sorry. That was you.
Sorry. I don't remember that.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, you guys, listen to this. Amazon getting in the car game. You're now going to be able to buy cars on Amazon. They're launching vehicle sales. They've launched this in 48 cities so far. They announced on Tuesday, Amazon Autos. It's going to work just like the Amazon you're used to. Just add that car to your cart and just hit checkout.
What?
And it magically arrives at your door?
They're going to provide pricing from local dealers, and they're going to eliminate the need for negotiation and blah, blah. Amazon's getting involved, and you're going to be able to shop. Right now, they're just starting with new Hyundai vehicles, and so you're going to be able to shop those. San Francisco is on the list of one of the cities that going to be available at. But, yeah, you can shop some of the new 10 new Hyundai models, the Palisade, the Kona, the Elantra, and Sonata, and some others. The Ioniq 6, the electric.
Wait, how does this work? Are you able to, like, finance through Amazon and stuff, too? Or you have to, like, buy, like, pay in full? Is it two-day shipping? Do they bring it sooner?
It says on Amazon Auto. Yeah, that's what I wonder. Is it the one day? Can I one day prime it?
Yeah.
If I'm a Prime member, can I get the thing tomorrow?
Same day.
I wouldn't be surprised, but yeah, they say you're going to be able to look at, eventually on Amazon Auto, it'll be kind of a one-stop shop for everything like any other car buying website. You'll be able to price from dealers. You're going to be able to secure financing or make your payments in full there, and then you'll be able to schedule a pickup time. All online. So it sounds like you got to pick it up right now.
But I don't want to do that.
Once the delivery driver starts, because I'd love to see him have to carry that car up my front steps.
Yeah, and then just throw it at your front door.
And they just chuck it onto the front porch and it gets all damaged.
Yeah, like, or they deliver it to the wrong house and now you have to go find it.
Yeah, but they take that picture of it on someone else's front porch. Like, dude, that's not my house.
You're looking at everyone's doormat. Have you guys ever had to do that before?
Yep.
I have to. God, it's the worst. And you feel weird going out to people's houses, but somebody has your package.
Yep. Or
whoa,
you've got.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, careful, Savannah. Careful.
All right, Graham, thank you for that information.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So a little while ago, we were talking about the new subgenre of literature that's got ladies' loins all ablaze. Romanticy? It's a thing. It's a thing. And it's very popular.
Good morning, JV Show. Actually, my wife reads those books as well. Well, actually, she doesn't read them. She listens to them. She has the Audible. But trust me, listening to it while I'm watching TV or working or while she's doing her hair, it's totally different, man. It's a lot. It's very graphic. You can't even focus on I can't even focus on what I'm doing. Anyways, have a good day.
Sounds like it's his loins ablaze as
it
well.
Did.
What were the names of some of these? Because we had a couple of people leave talkback saying they definitely recommend these books. 10 out of 10. Well, again, yeah. It's like Lord of the Rings meets softcore.
Yeah. So the two most popular ones that I've seen, it's called Fourth Wing is one of them. And then the other one is...
You say Fourth Wing or Fourth Wing?
Wing.
Got
with
it.
With the G at the end.
Thought maybe you said Wing.
And the other popular one is A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Got it.
Those are the
A Court
two
of Thorns and
really
Roses.
Popular ones right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So would you guys prefer to read it or to listen to it? Listening to it, I think, might be a little bit.
I feel like that's too much for me. I think reading it.
If you're,
and then it's like, what if I don't like the voice?
Yeah,
I think you can change it.
It's not doing it for me.
Yeah,
I think if you are listening to it, it needs to be in your headphones, not so your whole house hears it and then looks over as you're all sweaty and all bright red.
Yeah.
Like, keep that to yourself.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leslie from San Jose. I just wanted to make a small shout out to all of my teacher friends, specifically music teacher friends who are preparing for all of these Christmas concerts, school concerts, choir concerts, band concerts, performances the next week or two. I just had mine yesterday at my school, and I have one more concert coming up. But just props to all of our music teacher friends who are just getting ready to close out this semester. Bye.
Bye. Yeah,
shout
that's
out
true.
To all the teachers. You guys are just about to winter break, though, so I'm jealous. But you know what? Shout out to all the music teachers and stuff.
Yeah, that is not an easy job.
No, my kids had their holiday concert last night, you guys.
They did? They had were they playing instruments or just like singing?
Just singing. Well, they also played the Jingle Bells, you know, as they Jingle Bells. But they were singing a variety of songs. And all the first graders and kindergartners put on a holiday show. Well, the other grades did too, but they brought us in just for the first grade and kindergarten portion of the show. They took the stage, you guys, at the Napa High Auditorium, where I once graced the stage as a member of the Napa High Men's Choir.
Wow.
They stood on that same stage. It was a real full circle moment for
That's
me as a dad.
So nice.
I was terrible at singing. They were sounding pretty good. I could hear them belting out some of the notes over some of the other kids. There were a lot of kids. There's, I don't know, 100 kids up there or something. It was super, super cute. I did have one bone to pick with this one kid. I don't know what his name is. I'm going to find it out because he was standing next to my daughter, Quinn, on the kindergartner side, and he just stood right in front of her. And she's there. She is trying to do the choreography and kids standing right in front of her.
Like no, move.
Everyone else is side by side. Like, what are you doing? Why are you trying to block her shine, bro?
Wow.
Back up off my daughter, dude.
Are you going to fight his dad now?
No, I'm going to fight him.
Okay.
First, he was the one that did it.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, but no, it was a super cute, super cute show. Yeah, so shout out to all the music teachers and stuff. Yeah. I don't know how you wrangle that many kids to all sing somewhat in unison and play the piano for all the songs.
Yeah,
they did a lot
of teachers.
They did like 10 different Christmas songs. I was shocked they'd get them to remember all the words.
And you had to sit through all that?
Yeah. It was a while. It was really hot in there, too. I was sweating. Uh-oh.
All right, Jess.
Okay, I want to know, are you guys the type of people to return Christmas gifts if you don't like them?
No, I don't return anything.
Yeah, I mean,
even when I should.
Yeah, I think I kind of just find some sort of other use for it.
Will you guys re-gift?
No, that's a big no-no. Don't
See,
do
I don't
that.
Do that. Well, I guess if it's something, I'm not opposed to giving it to someone else. So like if one of my sisters like, oh, like I'll take that or like my daughter, but wrapping it up. And
pretending
it
like
to
you bought it.
Yeah, that I won't do.
I've re-gifted. The thing that gets that I've re-gifted before that I'm guilty of, I'm not ashamed to admit it, is if somebody ever brings like a bottle of wine to your house in a gift bag and you're like, then you get invited to some other holiday party or some other thing. Like, we can't show up empty handed. Well, here you go. I just got this bottle of wine that someone else gave to me. And then you bring it to their house. Don't we all do that?
That seems less bad.
Yeah. It's a re-gift. It still is a re-gift.
But are you taking it to the person's house who gave it to you or somebody else's house?
You have to be careful. You obviously don't bring it to their house. You bring it to someone else's house, but you don't want to get caught. But I feel like the re-gift there, no harm, no foul, right?
I think that's okay.
Now, I thought this was interesting because this year's returns, according to this, you know, these stats that came out, they're expected to reach $890 billion. Dollars
just in returns.
$billion in returns of
890
all, of all the,
billion
of all the merchandise
or
sales,
8 or 9 billion
890 billion
dollars in returns
yes of
so
all the
what's the total gross sales on Christmas
that's a good question
you have to be into the trillions
it's a lot because of all of the merchandise sales 17% of all merchandise sales will equal $890 billion. Now, don't ask me to do the math on the other, on what the total sales will be, because I can't do it right now. But
are you sure I can bring out the calculator?
No.
This is just the holiday season?
Yes, just during the holiday season. Now, for the return rate for 2023 was totaled at $743 billion. So, of course, it has gone up, but everything.
Who returns stuff?
You know what?
When I used much.
When I used to work at Forever 21, oh my gosh, the amount of returns right after Christmas was insane. People were returning more than they were buying, and half of the things that, like your shift was just return.
I'm stuck on the numbers here. I'm stuck on the numbers. It has to be for the entire year, right? If you're saying 17%. Of all the sales are returns for the holiday season. So say we're returning $900 billion of stuff. That means that you're saying consumers spend roughly five times that during the holiday season. What's 900 times five? 4.5 trillion?
Get the calculator.
You're saying Americans spend $4.5 trillion at Christmas time?
Well, what I read was,
doesn't that
this
eclipse
year's
like our total returns economy's GDP or something? I mean, like we're into like some crazy huge
numbers.
Let me
look into my numbers.
It's got to be for the whole year, right? I mean, I just want to, so we have our facts straight.
Just re-look into that, okay?
Yeah. No, I'm good. You lost me.
You lost me.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.